Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some celebrating to do, my friends. Some celebrating to do. 9/11 truth, the exposure globally, not just in the United States or North America, of the Black Op attacks meant to herald the Fourth Reich of a neo-fascist system is becoming common knowledge everywhere, and the paradigm of false flag staged terror or self-inflicted wounds is falling apart right now. The Jesse Ventura story that broke here last week during a break, I don't even know if we've aired that yet. I know Aaron's taking the full hour and 20-minute interview and putting it together for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've only put out some selects. I don't believe it's out yet, where during the break I'm talking to Ventura 50 minutes into the interview, and he goes, "Hey, Alex, we can talk about 9/11. I'm ready now. I want to go ahead and do it on your show." And so on my show, I didn't even ask him to. Kind of like I had Willie Nelson on, and I had Willie on for quite a while. We were into the interview, and we were doing a break, and he goes, "Hey, let's get into the hardcore stuff." Because it's like, I don't even want to get these guys in the spotlight. I'm not even pushing them there. If they want to go public, but they say gently, gently, catchy monkey, is an old saying my dad had. And I guess that's the case. It's kind of like a stray cat or dog. You're trying to get it to come over to you so you can pet it. Just ignore it and it'll come over. But if you try to pet it, it won't. But all these people saying the government killed Kennedy, the government's behind the attacks. Rick Linkletter, Bruce Willis, Jesse Ventura, Rosie O'Donnell, Best Actress Oscar winner this year. Charlie Sheen, of course, started it all with big celebrities going public. He really will be remembered in history. They don't remember the second group to traverse the country east to west. They remember Lewis and Clark. And it's not just that they're celebrities. It's that they have a lot to lose and that we are a celebrity-driven society. And so that's what people resonated with Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I'm so busy, I hardly ever even call Charlie anymore. I call him about once a month. He calls me about once a month. I need to just get that man on the phone and say, "Charlie, it's time for you to come on the air now." Because he really is owed so much of the credit for what's happening now. But the next level, a governor, Jesse Ventura, doing this in a very forceful way. And now people are looking into it, and they're finding out that all these CIA section chiefs and Ronald Reagan's chief CIA briefer and Bob Baer, Bill Christensen, of course, Ray McGovern, saying it's an inside job and all the evidence shows inside job. And we've got number three in the Blair government, Meacher, years ago going public, and two different German, former German defense ministers, one parliamentary, one national defense chief, another head of the parliament in Germany. He's gone public. He went public 6 months after it happened, even before von Bülow. Never could get that guy on. Had von Bülow on, not the other fellow. We're getting von Bülow back on, by the way. All of this happening, all of this going on, and it's just mind-blowing to have high-level people in the Japanese parliament and the former Italian president. And the official lie is and has collapsed. And all we need is examples of this, not just exposing government terror, taking that tool away from them, which is their ace in the hole, neutralizing their key head guard, but at the same time showing that the people, that the people can affect change, that we do have power, that the New World Order is not invincible, that it's a house of cards. And back to the card analogy, you know, during the Renaissance in about 1650, the former Hyas was the king of spades, but the people in France going into the 1700s said, "No, we're going to make the lowest card the number one card, the ace of spades, symbolizing the people and revolution." So we've taken their ace of spades away of government-sponsored terror. We've taken it for ourselves, and we're playing the card saying, "No, the lowest card is the top card, the ace of spades, and we're playing it, and we're hurting them bad."
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now doing 4 hours live, ladies and gentlemen. The first three here on the GCN Radio Network from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And for the next few weeks, the fourth hour is only on the Internet at InfoWars.com. We have tens of thousands of people tuning in each and every millisecond there on the streams. If we combined all of our streams that are even registered by Shoutcast, we are number one, not just in talk, but overall, much of the time, of every music station, other network, you name it, and only a portion of our streams are tracked by Shoutcast. We also have Windows streams for people that like Windows configurations, and it's an actual, I'm told, Windows configuration. Other people have Windows players, but their player has a patch that just flips over, is how it's been described to me. We actually have a Windows player, but I almost want to take it down because so many tens of thousands listen to that now that they don't listen to the other streams, and then that drives down our ranking. But we're still number one, even with that. And if it makes it easier for people to listen, that's the point. And I don't care about just having a ranking. When your video is in the top 10 for the last 6 months of Google Video and routinely number one, and many times multiple films I've made are in the top few films, people are watching it. That's where they go to do their viewing. When you're in the number one slot, people see it. And Shoutcast has tens of millions of listeners that tune in every day just to listen to streams there on the site. And so to be number one in talk, that's just one of our streams is number one in talk, and then to be overall number one is so important. And, yes, I just said that all my films are for free on the Internet. All of them. We could have them all taken down if we wanted to, but we don't. We don't do that. I could have the people selling my videos on eBay shut down right now, but I don't do it. And why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the mission is waking the people up. The mission is bringing the perpetrators of 9/11 to justice. The mission is stopping government-sponsored terror, stopping the New World Order from coming into fruition. And so that's why you can get all of my films for free. Now, I've turned down a national distribution deal by one of the biggest movie houses out there. I'm not going to say the name. Because I wouldn't be able to put my films out for free if I did that. And I have turned down $100,000 advances and things in the past. I haven't just turned down million-dollar deals to go be on international, national biggest radio networks out there. Did that 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. And I'm not tooting my horn here. If you actually count the cost and look at the facts, it's not a decision. It's not even a moral thing. We don't have a choice. We have to fight 110%. We can't compromise with this information. We have to do everything we can and follow the path that leads towards the defeat of the New World Order, and no other path. My personal safety, my personal future, fame, fortune, none of that enters into the equation when we deal with survival of the species against a criminal elite who are carrying out predatory actions against the human population and engaging in parasitic predator activities against free humanity. That must be met 110%. It is the individual self-sacrifice that will save humanity in the future and give our future progeny and us currently and our children, don't even have to wait to the future, some chance of survival and of moving forward to the next level of human development. If not, we'll be locked in a technocratic dark age, a nightmare grid designed to exterminate the vast majority of us, the commoners, and to seat the elite firmly at the throne of impenetrable despotism, a scientific dictatorship, a scientific system of dehumanization, securing their monopoly of power forever. That said, I do want to challenge all of the listeners to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all of my films in super high quality, download them in better quality, stream download them in better quality to DVDs and CDs and discs and give them to people. Also, view them in high quality, not the murky, watery, blotchy stuff you find on the free internet sites, which is good as a shock troop to wake up those that don't know. But it also then funds our operation here when you are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. That is so important. 15 cents a day. And what else do you get with PrisonPlanet.tv? You get all of my films, my weekly TV report in studio, my weekly in-studio interviews, my Sunday radio show videotape with documents and videos added. Trey does a great job putting that together. Aaron puts together some of the other shows. Does a fabulous job. Now we have the one-hour overdrive show after the broadcast that will be on Genesis in the next few weeks. It could already be on there, but by choice, I'm waiting to let other people get out of the way. And for their own self interest. And the show is, again, goes to 3 o'clock now. Now, yesterday I went to 5:30 Central. So I did a 5.5-hour radio show yesterday. I did 2 hours and 30 minutes extra. I did a simulcast with National British Radio for 45 minutes in the second hour of overdrive in hour number five. I went into hour number six. And we also took the gloves off again yesterday a little bit more. And then, so that's basically what's happening here. And you can see the video of that and see the document cam and the guest cam, two-camera shoot. It's actually a four-camera shoot, but two cameras on me, a camera on my guest, a document cam, a video feed, play DVDs, play computer files, play YouTube videos, whatever we want here. And then we stream that, mix that together, and stream that to you in 64-bit, super high quality down to you with the video. Then we're uploading that to PrisonPlanet.tv. What, last night, within 2 hours of the show being over, it automatically encodes and then posts to a new live link there for members so you can watch the live Overdrive show taped. It's like a DVR on demand when you get home or when you go into work at night and you're a security guard or you're a professor, you want it on in the background, whatever, fast forward, pause, rewind, blow stuff up, whatever you want, you can do it with the postings we're doing each and every day of the live transmission. Now, the family is complaining because I normally run home about 4, you know, get off the air at 2, do some work till about 4, run home for 4 or 5 hours, put the kids to sleep at 8, 9 o'clock, come back to work till midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. And lately I've just been showing up at 6, 7, and then leaving at 8 or 9, or then being tired and not going back to work, so I have to cut it off at 3. But sometimes I will overdrive. And or sometimes I'll say, okay, I'm off at 3, but now we're going to give you an hour-long sneak peek of a film I'm making. Or, you know, here's an interview I did with somebody on video 3 years ago. Or here's the extra stuff with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. We're just going to play this for you now. That's the type of stuff we've got in queue. We've got hundreds of hours of things nobody's ever seen that are just excellent because I was trying to craft it and put together and put documents to it and put it on the web or put it out in films. Not now. We're just going to throw it at you. Like yesterday, we aired a 25-minute interview with Japanese TV where we videotaped their interview with me. So that's the type of stuff you're going to get with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or with your exclusive membership. You can watch all the films, the audio, read my book, Paul Lawson's book. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't gotten a membership, or let's say you had one 3 years ago, and you watched the films that were on it, and, you know, the 500 pieces of media, and you let your subscription elapse and end, and now, once you know, we got two CDNs, two different companies. We got two big companies, Limelight and Mirror Image, and then I've got 7 servers of my own. It's 7, isn't it? I'm looking out the window at the engineers. 7 servers and then 2 big CDNs. And so, man, it's just, if you've got it, it's at 4 times T1 speed. I mean, if you've got the connections. Or if you got dial-up, we've got low-quality ones there for you. Or you can still dial in by dial-up and take a day to download it. But with a 4 times T1 speed, you can download an hour-long program in about 2 minutes. Or you can stream download it with Flash while you're watching. And we're just going to keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. And I will tell you, in the next 6 months, we're going to find the talent and people that we believe have the info. We're going to set them up with studios around the country, and we're going to have TV feeds for you. I believe a morning show, my show, and then an evening news program. So that's on the cooker, too, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Monday was the 4th anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get the high-quality DVDs and books and videos and everything we carry and the films I've made in the Infowars.com store. Go to Infowars.com, and you purchase the DVDs, the books. We buy better computers. We buy better cameras. We see them as weapons, and we just marvel over the new Vulcan death cannons we buy. I mean, that's basically what the A-10 Warthog's got. When we buy a new digital camera or a new computer or sign a contract for a new super high-powered CDN, that's like a giant particle beam weapon we're going to aim right at the New World Order's eyeball, and we just throw the throttle down to full power and go, yes! And just start firing on them. Ha ha! I mean, that's what it is. The capital comes in here, ladies and gentlemen, and then we just pour it right back into the info war. Just the more power you give us, the more energy you give us, the more you feed into our cyclotronic converters, the more we fire out as you, the population, then pick up that information and then, like diodes or dynamos or relays, you up the power and just continue upping the power, upping the resonant information warfare as the New World Order quakes in their boots, as more and more people find out it's okay to stand up and speak out and expose the tyranny. I'm going to come back and briefly get into the huge victories we're having for 9/11 Truth. Daniel Sinjata joining us today to pop in with his views on what's happening. We got the Watson brothers joining us from England with incredible news. I haven't even gotten into it. It's just an ultra-massive, important, revolutionary transmission!
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alcavita. Alcavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with Alcavita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcavitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Daniel Sinjata, star of Rescue Me and a lot of the TV programs, movies, you name it, be popping in the next segment. Then the Watson brothers are going to join us. This is the huge, huge news. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. This is huge. Chinese paramilitary thugs policed London torch rally. It has been confirmed that in Paris, in London, and in many other European major cities, as the torch comes through, there are hundreds of paramilitary police, the same units used to suppress and arrest political dissidents in China, and the British police with them manhandle, beat, attack, slam British citizens, French citizens, and if there's any Free Tibet signs, this is confirmed by mainstream French news, and there's photos of all this and video, they run up and grab the Tibetan signs away, French police with Chinese murdering thugs. Communist, these are the folks that take you and kill you if you speak out against the government in China. And now they're allowed to come to France and England, and they are allowed to do whatever they want. Now, Paul has put together a big laundry list of examples. In fact, he wrote this story this morning, and I called up and said, Paul, add all the other stuff, the other articles we've done, about Ukrainian troops that just showed up in northern England and suddenly started searching everybody. And they said, yeah, the Ukrainian troops are here. Notice every time there's a flood, the Mexican troops come in and they make a big PR stunt. Or we get attacked on 9/11, and there's Norwegian AWACS and F-16s. It's any precedent they can set, or the police exchange programs, or the deal signed to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. during, quote, disasters or to fight terrorists. I mean, the unthinkable is happening, but who would have imagined if we'd have said a month ago, oh, yes, in Europe and in England, there will be Mexican paramilitary police brought over from China, and they will, with the police, will physically attack British citizens and French citizens. And that's the countries confirmed. I'm looking at video and photos of this right now. I just can't believe it. It's even I can't believe that they're really doing it, that this is really being manifest, that it's not the stuff of talk now. It's not hypothetical. And it's all done by design. This is meant by the social psychologists, by the behavioral psychologists that are engineering our society to make this an unreal world, a bizarre world, where they're ordered that when Tibetan protesters, about 50 of them, peacefully show up in front of the UN, it's on video. The police run over and start screaming, "We're going to kill you." That's a quote on video. They pull out metal batons, the retractable, extendable type, and start beating them to bloody pulp, saying, "This is an unauthorized demonstration." I mean, this is Russia. This is China. Now, some cops haven't been converted over to the new tyranny, so they leave you alone. Like in Austin, Texas, because they've lost dozens and dozens of lawsuits arresting people back in the late 90s and 2000 for standing on the street corner with signs. They just lost another case last month where they arrested somebody at the state Supreme Court. But at least because we've had so many lawsuits against them, we still have some good courts in a few spots. They've backed off here. But New York, you demonstrate without a permit, they come out and they arrest you. But if you're Tibetans, they extend metal batons in New York City, and I mean full power, police, big men, full power with metal batons. Long extent, I mean, it's like a sword. It's got so much power. I actually had to do some stunts in Scanner Darkly, even though I'm not a really certified stuntman, where these big football players basically jabbed me with it, and then I had to hit my knees, and they got all bloody because I had to do like 10 takes, dragging me. And I weighed a lot, so they would rip my skin. They picked me up under the suit, and the suit all got ripped up and clothes everywhere. But it's rotoscoped afterwards with the film, so you don't see all that. But, I mean, just being jabbed, because they wanted it to be real. They said, go ahead and give him somewhat of a jab so he knows when to, you know, act like he's been hit by juice. And just somebody barely hit me with one hurts. These are metal, retractable. It's like an antenna. You can cut somebody to pieces with the old-fashioned metal antennas. And, I mean, this cops are just full power. Wham! Wham! As they lay on the ground begging, "Ah! Please! No!" We got to play the audio of that. I think we played it before. And just, yes, savage hate. Death to America. Death to the First Amendment. We hate the country. We are with the Chinese murderers. And then there's all this disinfo everywhere. Where, I mean, I was in Whole Foods last night buying some medicine for one of my children. And there was like two different magazine covers that said, you know, China's not dangerous. China's good. China's helpful. China's wonderful. Yeah, they just killed 60 million people. They just take Falun Gong dissidents who are totally peaceful and harvest their organs. But don't worry, now they're going to come to America and England. Now they're going to beat you in the head with clubs and knock your teeth out with savage pleasure. And you're going to thank the government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
The truth of 9/11 is coming out, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. The terrorist will be exposed. You didn't believe me. Years ago, when I told you that we could defeat tyranny, that we have power, their biggest lie, that they can't be beaten, they're invincible. Their biggest lie is that you don't have power. My friends, we are made in the image of the creator of the universe. What humans envision, they later construct and build. That's why the elite poison our water and our vaccines and our food in their own documents to dumb us down. That's why they engineered AIDS as a bioweapon to kill the third world. Because they're jealous and they hate people that have life force. They hate humanity. and they're going to be defeated. I want to play about a two-minute clip of Jesse Ventura last night on Fox News. You talk about a breakthrough. He came on this show. He came on this show, and he said during a break, I want to go ahead and go public on 9/11. And he came on, and he dropped the bomb on this show without me even asking him. That's fate. It's fate that he came on this show first to start his book tour. And then now it's all over the place, hundreds of talk shows, all over television. They are panicking, ladies and gentlemen, because it makes it safe for more and more people to speak up and step up. We're about to go to Daniel Sanjata, who just a few weeks ago said, called in and said, we've got to, Alex, I just feel it in my gut, we've got to push now, harder than ever, push this over the edge to stop the attack on Iran, to stop further staged events. He could feel it in his guts. Can't you feel it in your soul? Go ahead and roll Ventura with that sniveling coward, that fake conservative, Sean Hannity, who just had to basically grovel. And for the first time ever, just had to sit there looking guilty and looking weak because they're beginning to capitulate. They're beginning to realize that they can't stop us. Here's the clap.
The one thing that I read in the book that I just totally found just alien to me is this idea that you believe in 9/11 conspiracies.
Well, let me tell it to you this way. Why is it that when you ask any question about 9/11, you're immediately attacked?
I'm not attacking you.
You're not. But no, I'm speaking in general. I'm not saying you guys, but I've watched people get attacked. People have their credibility attacked. My problem is I look at it and I go, how can two planes knock down three buildings?
Pretty easy. It's 757, 747.
But there were three buildings that went down.
Well, there was a lot of fire and there was a lot of damage.
Well, first of all, jet fuel blew up at the start. Jet fuel is 4/5, and I don't want to stay on this. I'd rather talk other things.
Yeah.
But jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene. It doesn't burn hot. So using the analogy that it could melt the metal, then propane burns hotter. So if you turn on your camp stove for 3 hours, shouldn't it melt the grates?
But it doesn't, does it? I want to take one issue.
And I just question.
You're showing Rosie O'Donnell on
and
here.
And I do, you know, wait.
Stop right there. See the psychological warfare op? They know that she's a polarizing figure. So they say, you're doing a Rosie O'Donnell. He can't refute any facts. He just brings up someone who's unpopular with about half the public. So he tries to make it a left-right paradigm right there. Continue.
Rosie O'Donnell on
and
here.
And I do, you know, wait what? A minute. I
That's
do,
Rosie
I
O'Donnell.
Do, well, I know a little bit. What? How can they fall at the rate of gravity?
Look,
they fell at the rate
I'm
of gravity
not an engineer.
In powder. They blew into powder.
But if it were true, a lot of engineers would have come out before that.
Implying that engineers hadn't come out. Not hundreds of engineers, hundreds of architects, scores of physicists, demolitions experts from all over the world, defense ministers, former presidents of major countries. Again, all lies, all deception. We're proving this right now. We're about to go to Sanjata. Here we go.
Before that, I want to take all issue right. with one thing. You actually had a talk show for a small period of time. They fired you.
No. They took me off the air and paid me for 3 years and bought my silence.
Stop right there. Another attack saying, oh, you're a loser. Oh, you were taken off the air. You're disreputable. See how they try that? No, Ventura wouldn't be muzzled about being anti-war, just like MSNBC's number one show was... With another former talk show host, and he was number one, and then they fired him, and then Ventura came on and got high ratings, and they canned him. So here they are spinning that, too. Just every little trick in the book. Hannity has a formula, and he's just going down a formula. Here we go.
Talking about Fox and CNN and MSNBC, he said, all the stories come from upstairs, yeah. Even though the host pretend it's them. You know, people need to understand Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and the rest of them.
Yeah.
They're not these individual rogues setting their own agendas. These guys will deny it and say they have artistic freedom. You're either going to call me a lot.
Wait a minute. So in other words, you chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith for a month and a half?
We'll play more later. I don't want to make Daniel sit there and hold him. We've only got about 15, 20 minutes with him. Daniel Sanjata is really getting involved in 9/11 Truth. He's encouraging students all over the country to join Student Scholar for 9/11 Truth. We have that press release up on Infowars.com right now. He went out to support Luke and others, talking to Rosie O'Donnell a few days ago. That's up on JonesReport.com and WeAreChange.org right now. He's really taking action. Daniel, thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, man. I just want to say I just saw that Ventura clip today, And I agree with you. Something is bubbling to the surface. I mean, he just had them totally with their pants down when he exposed the, you just chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith for a month. You see, they had nothing to say. They're transparently foolish at this point.
I'm telling you, Ventura is very cunning.
Oh, that was one of the most intelligent handlings of the press, especially while addressing the sensitive topic.
Oh, I agree. In fact, I was thinking that this morning when I saw it, and last night when I saw it. That ought to be textbook for everybody, how he was totally zen, commanding, thinking in real. And I know the place he was at, everything was like in slow motion for him, so he could just sit there and with judo destroy Hannity.
Oh, and that's exactly what he did. And you know what, Alex? We have the opportunity before us to have so many more incidences of that type of thing happen on mainstream media. And one of the things I'm advocating right now is this thing called the Week of Truth. What happened recently, and for those of your callers that don't know, is that a lot of the leaders of the 9/11, of various 9/11 truth groups and initiatives like Richard Gage, David Ray Griffin, Kevin Ryan, Stephen Jones, Paul Craig Roberts, Peter Phillips, Dylan Avery, I'm just running a list of names: Bob McElvain, Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change, Jack Blood. We hope we have your support with this too, Alex. But so many leaders of the 9/11 truth community have come together and are all supporting this Week of Truth initiative, which is to drive a book called The Shell Game, written by Steve Alton, into the top 10 of the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah, just to be clear, Daniel, I do support this, but we need to get this word out outside the show. It's actually been beaten half to death on all the Patriot type shows et nauseum. So yes, the listeners know about that plan. And then he says that when he gets on national shows, what he is going to do is then talk about how 9/11 is an inside job, which he has been doing, and I am supporting that. And we've had him on. I'm not saying it's not a good strategy, but see how just having Ventura on and getting him to talk about it, that is now supernova. And I think that is one of the agendas, a multifaceted agenda, needs to be pushed, brought into talk shows, gotten out to people, because now it is out there breaking. Because, I mean, I've done this over and over again. And then expanding on it, I have found that films, just like he said, watch Loose Change, well, the final cut's now out. Films are the general vehicle that wake most people up. Plus, the enemy, when they find out that that's the agenda, the word goes out, and then they won't have him on the shows. So I think if that is the strategy, everybody needs to be quiet about that strategy, because they do listen to these shows. And again, I'm not up here trying to be the schoolmaster or anything, but I am the master of this.
No, absolutely. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Alex, and you may very well be right. I don't know much about strategy when it comes to planning these types of actions. My emotion wants to throw myself into it wholeheartedly.
Well, that is the strategy. You've thrown yourself into it wholeheartedly. Tell us about when the Week of Change is coming up.
Okay, it's going to be it's between the 16th and the 22nd of April, down in about 6 days. It's the Week of Truth, and if people want to find out about it, it's weekoftruth.org. www.weekoftruth.org, where all the details are laid out.
Okay.
And basically, hopefully Steve is a man of his word, and when he gets a microphone in his face, he'll say, why don't you interview Alex Jones? Why don't you interview Richard Gage? Why don't you interview David Ray Griffin?
Yeah, that's all fantastic, and I think that's great, and it's a great plan. And as long as we hatch lots of plans like this, fire lots of torpedoes at the enemy, super ship, their flagship, then we know torpedoes will hit. All of them may not hit. But right now, I'm doing everything I can to quietly reach out to celebrities I know who haven't gone public, who I've known for years, know that 9/11 is an inside job, and I know that a lot of them are listening right now. I'm asking them to go ahead and go public. That's the key. And again, all of these plans are great. It's good to have lots of operations going, because the enemy can't react or deal with all of them.
And what believe you the enemy leader, is, you call a leaderless resistance?
Yes.
Yes. I agree. I absolutely agree. I do think that it's important for us all, though, in our various pursuits, to keep in mind the overarching imperative of 9/11 truth. And when we have something that we can all actively participate in as a group with focused intent, that the power of that is the difference is, like the power of a finger versus the power of a fist. Sometimes we have the opportunity before us to act.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think this Ventura thing is big at all? Or?
Oh, it's huge.
Oh,
I think that's huge. I'm saying what I'm saying.
So I'm saying that's happening right now. That's happening right now, breaching their main defenses. And so I'm saying wherever you fire at one of their capital ships and it starts exploding, intensify firepower. And if you can sink the, and if you can have major, and I see this as a war, flagship attacks and sink flagships, that panics and demoralizes the enemy, and the enemy is now being demoralized, and now we smell blood, and that invigorates our forces to further ravage with rapine against them in the info war. So Daniel Sinjata, just like when you called in a few weeks ago to the Sunday show, you were all fired up saying, we just got to all intensify our efforts. I mean, are you not feeling really excited right now to see what's happening and see this burgeoning awakening that's taking place?
Yes, it fills me, absolutely. It gives me hope. It makes me really feel like, especially now considering the critical time juncture that we find ourselves in. I mean, you know, I'm just, sometimes I want to see what the enemy is doing, so I'll look at Fox News, I guess, just to torture myself for a little bit. Just the other day, I saw them run story after story about homegrown terror plots, suitcase nukes. I mean, they are definitely trying to prime the pump and get the public mind ready for something. Now, I don't want to spread paranoia and fear, but I'm trying to communicate the seriousness of the time in which we find ourselves. And so, yes, Ventura coming out, Loose Change, Endgame, Week of Truth, all of these things, again, it's a leaderless resistance, but wherever you can put your efforts, we need, you know, people need to just be active and be engaged, because this is a very critical time.
No, exactly. That's my point today, Daniel, is that we owe you and so many others a great debt of gratitude, because, you know, isn't just that you're got a popular TV show or you're in a lot of other TV programs, and isn't just that Charlie Sheen's got the number one sitcom, and it isn't just that the Italian president's who he is, but especially with actors and with actresses, it's that you know you're going to be attacked, you know they're going to go after you, you know that it is a celebrity-obsessed culture, and you're doing it as a sacrifice because, you know, overall, with your career, you pretty much only stand to lose. And so you're risking a lot, and people see you throwing, you know, all of it on the table, going in for broke, going in all the way, and they resonate with that courage. And now, with a former governor and Jesse Ventura, who's very popular, and they had a Larry King poll, you know, 80%+ saying, you know, they'd support him for president, with what he was saying on that show about America's a fascist tyranny. He's saying on shows, you know, we have the right to rise up with arms against the government if they try to put us in FEMA camps. I mean, my point is, who else is going to come out in the next week, the next month? I mean, we're now already on the wave, on the crest of the wave, moving forward right now, and we are witnessing history, and we are witnessing destiny and good rising up against evil. I wanted to get your response to that statement.
I mean, what can I say, Alex? Yes, absolutely. That's what we are seeing. The House of Cards is definitely beginning to tumble. When you have people like Jesse Ventura, you know, coming on, giving an interview that well, and getting that much information out there on that big of a public platform, hopefully people of his, on his level of visibility, will follow that example and start coming out. The people that you are insinuating listen to your show, that you know that 9/11 is an inside job, the more people come out and direct people's attention, you know, towards things that, you know, towards this particular issue that matters. I mean, the House of Cards is crumbling.
Well, this is like Nixon saying, I'm not a crook, or Clinton, I didn't sleep with that woman, how dare you. I mean, people see the guilt, the way they behave, the way they tried to cover up, just like Ventura talked
about. Oh, you're going Rosie O'Donnell on me. That's his best response to the scientific stuff that Jesse Ventura just said. Oh, my God.
And Ventura also talked about, when he was on Stupid Opie and Andy show, you know, that, hey, why does the government act so suspicious? Why do they hide things? Boy, they sure got a lot of power out of this.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, you know. I mean, at this point, it's obvious, or it should be obvious to any rational observer what the situation is. Then they're obviously hiding something. I mean, hey, look, we can draw all kinds of conclusions, but one of the main points is that we have what is necessary to demand a reinvestigation. We have that. All we need is a forum from which to do it. You know, and once people know that this topic is being debated by credible experts, that lots of people are shouting this stuff from the rooftops, and they just haven't been told about it on mainstream media news sources, people are going to be upset. They're going to inform themselves, and then what will they do then? How will they stop it then? It'll truly be a movement of the people, all of the people.
Well, they've been trying to minimize it or put it in a political corner, but now with politicians and people being confronted everywhere by We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, and other groups, and with more and more high-profile engineers and presidents and defense ministers. I mean, I keep repeating that, and then now all these big actors and Academy Award winning best actress, and I mean, it's really starting to panic them. And just like Tricky Dick, who was in trouble for much smaller things, you know, they finally went down. It finally came out, and I guarantee you, in the White House, in the Pentagon, over in England and other countries that were involved, they know now, and they understand they're in a lot of trouble. And you're right, that you bring up Fox. I track what they're reporting on as well. We're going to be nuked. There's white al-Qaeda everywhere. See, now they, by doing that, they can now target everyone. They want to shift it away from Arabs, as we always said, like Hitler did. He beta tested on Jews. But by the time he was done, once the public accepted discriminating against them and oppressing them and seizing what they had, then they moved it on to everybody. Or if the SS captain on your block wanted your wife, he'd have you sent away. Didn't matter if you were, quote, a good German, and had gone along with all the other evils. And so they are now pulling out the stop singers. Why al-Qaeda? Blonde-haired, blue eyes. They're everywhere. Watch everyone. Your neighbor's al-Qaeda. And it's, and it's becoming completely comic book. Daniel Sunjata, one more segment with you, my friend. I want to talk about your ideas for moving forward and just getting everybody else to put their full weight against the info war today. Just everything in the info war to drive over the enemy. It's like we're all on a battering ram together, ramming it at the gates.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
Daniel Sunjata, I got to get him up for a full hour in the near future. He's busy, I'm busy. I appreciate him coming on a short notice. He's got work to do today. But Daniel, let me in the next few weeks get you up for a full hour to take phone calls. And it's just great getting to meet you in New York and great getting to know you. And I appreciate your courage and everybody else's courage who's very prominent for standing up. In the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left in this hour, what else?
Question, Alex. I'm sorry I lost you for a second.
Yeah, my ISDN line's cutting out. Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay, good, Daniel.
Yes.
Okay, good. What do you think's most important right now for people to know?
Well, I mean, I think that I want to, you know, we were talking offline there, and I think it's what we were talking about is more people coming out. And I think that I would just like to put out the invitation, again, to all of the celebrities or high-profile individuals, you know, who listen to this show, who have not yet come out. You know, use Alex's show as your platform. You know, Jesse decided to come out on Alex's show first. Charlie Sheen came out on the Alex Jones show. You know, those of you who are fans of what Alex does and admire him for his patriotism and speaking out about 9/11 truth, why don't you follow his example, come on his show, do the same. You know, at this point you have no other choice. If you're an activist, if you're an artist, you have to be an activist. You know, or you have to betray, or you have to sell out, you know, or you're betraying your moral conscience.
The only reason this show is a good place to do it is because in the alternative media, we are the biggest, and we're able and we know how to force it to break into the mainstream and to basically puncture the control grid that they put around it.
Right, right. And you know what? Let me qualify that last statement. You know, I guess that sounded accusatory. I don't want to judge people who haven't come out, who have a lot to lose, because admittedly, I don't have that much to lose, so it might be a little bit easier for me. I don't have millions. I don't have a huge family and all that kind of stuff to look out for. So, you know, who am I to say when people should come out? When I said selling out, I guess what I mean is for myself, I would have felt like I was selling out on my moral conscience to not speak out.
Well,
so if
I mean,
you know the truth and you're choosing to remain silent, you have to feel something similar to that. So please, please come forward. That's all.
Sure. And when you realize that you do have a lot to lose coming out, but you have a lot more to lose if you don't come out. I mean, these are serious people that'll blow up buildings and kill 3,000 people and stage fake wars and lie about hundreds of major issues and set up police state grids and sign torture memos saying torture small children. And then now more memos have come out saying we don't even care about the Fourth Amendment, showing that when they now claim, oh, the Fourth Amendment lets us spy on you without warrants, that they knew that they were lying. I mean, these are criminals.
Yeah, and you're responsible for what you know. Once you know, you have to speak out, especially if you have a microphone in front of you and a platform upon which millions of people will hear what you have to say. So you're right, Alex.
Well, Daniel, I hope we can have you up for a full hour in the near future, and I really appreciate all the hard work you're doing, Daniel.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Be well.
You bet, Daniel. Just stay there one moment. I want to tell you one last thing before we end this hour and we go out of break here in just a moment. Okay, shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about some of the cutouts there. We're having a lot of problems with my connections from Texas to Minnesota, and we're trying to work through that, so we apologize to the listeners and affiliates and for it sounding a little bit broken up and choppy there with Daniel, and I apologize to him, kind of breaking up my flow and his flow, but that's just what happens with technology and long-distance things. We're going to start the next hour with the Watson brothers. We're going to go ahead and get them online now. And in England, Chinese paramilitary thugs police London torch rally. They're doing it all over Europe. This is a major escalation in the New World Order's operations. That is coming up. All right, that was an interview with Daniel Sinjata, one of the stars of Rescue Me and many other TV programs, who's bravely been saying we've got to intensify our efforts. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.